Lando looked up and exhaled in frustration.
I told Luke he couldn't trust anyone who puts High Lord before his name.
He had been even more forceful than Jaina in trying to argue Luke out of a second bargain with the Lost Tribe. A bargain that had left the Skywalkers and three Sith behind to explore Abeloth's savage homeworld together.
Maybe we should go back.
Jaina thought for only an instant, then shook her head. No. Luke knew the bargain wouldn't last when he agreed to it, she said. Sarasu Talon has already betrayed his word once. Lando scowled.
That doesn't mean Luke and Ben are safe.
No, Jaina agreed. But it does mean he's risking their lives to increase our chances of reporting to the Jedi Council. That's our mission.
Technically, Luke doesn't get to assign missions right now, Lando pressed. You wouldn't be violating orders if we...
Luke Skywalker is still the most powerful Jedi in the galaxy. I think we should assume he has a plan, Jaina said. A sudden tingle of danger sense raced down her spine, prompting her to hit the quick release on her crash harness. Besides, we need to start worrying about saving our own skins. Lando began to look worried.
What are you saying? He asked. That you're sensing something?
Jaina shook her head.
Not yet,
she rose.
But I will be. Why do you suppose they sent us someplace easy to find?
Lando scowled.
Oh.
He glanced up at a display, tapped some keys, no doubt trying to call up a tactical report, then slammed his fist against the edge of the brass console.
Are they jamming us?
That's difficult to know with the ship's sensor systems offline for degaussing.
Offline? Lando shrieked. Who authorized that?
You did, 97 seconds ago. Would you like me to play it back?
No. Countermand it and bring all systems back up.
Lando turned to Jaina and asked,
Any feel for how long we have until the shooting starts?
Jaina closed her eyes and opened herself to the Force. She felt a mass of belligerent presences approaching from the direction of the Maw. She turned to RN8.
How long until the sensor systems reboot?
Approximately 3 minutes and 57 seconds,
the droid reported.
I'm afraid Captain Calrissian also ordered a complete data consolidation.
Jaina winced and turned back to Lando.
In that case, I'd say we have less than 3 minutes and 52 seconds. There's someone hostile coming up behind us.
She started toward the hatchway at the back of the cavernous bridge, her boots ringing on the old Durasteel deck.
Why don't you see if you can put a stop to those false orders?
Sure. I'll just tell my crew to stop listening to me.
Lando's voice was sarcastic.
Being droids, they'll know what I mean.
You might try activating their standard verification routines, Jaina suggested.
I might, if droid crews this old had standard verification routines.
Lando turned and scowled at Jaina as she continued across the deck.
And you're going where?
You know where, Jaina said.
To your Stealth X?
Lando replied.
The one with only 3 engines? The one that lost its targeting array?
Yeah, that one, Jaina confirmed. We need a set of eyes out there, and someone to fly cover.
No way, Lando said. If I let you go out to fight Sith in that thing, your dad'll be feeding pieces of me to Amelia's Nexu for the next 10 years.
Jaina stopped and turned toward him, propping one hand on her hip.
Lando, did you just say let? Did you really say no way to me?
Lando rolled his eyes, unintimidated.
You know I didn't mean it like that. But if you gone spacesick, with only 3 engines, that starfighter's gonna be about as maneuverable as an escape pod.
Maybe, but it still beats sitting around like a blind bantha in this thing.
Thanks for worrying, though.
She shot Lando a sour smile.
It's so sweet when you old guys do that.
Old?
Lando cried. After a moment, he seemed to recognize the mocking tone in Jaina's voice, and his chin dropped.
I deserved that, didn't I?
You think?
Jaina laughed to show there were no hard feelings, then added,
And you know what Tendra would do to me if I came back without Chance's father. So let's both be careful.
Okay, deal.
Lando waved her toward the hatchway.
Go blow things up. Have fun.
Thanks.
Jaina's tone grew more serious, and she added,
"And I mean for everything, Lando. You didn't have to be here, and I'm grateful for the risks you're taking to help us. It means a lot to me, and to the whole Order."